Thank you for calling XPO. My name is Kenya. How may I assist you?
Take care. This is Tawanda with the Affordable Home Tech Office. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. I was calling in to see if you can assist me with getting an order fixed. The order number is 079, D as in David, B as in Bravo, 653.
Okay. Can you verify name and address on order, please?
Yes, ma'am. Jean Kate, 133 Ridgemont Drive, Columbia, South Carolina, 29212.
Okay, and how can I assist you with this today?
All right, so it's for a single wall oven on the order.
Mm-hmm.
The unit we delivered is double oven. I've been fighting with Best Buy to get the SKU changed to a double wall oven. With no result. I spoke with the IHA, the in-home consultant, on this order. I spoke with her about three times, asking her to submit another work order reflecting the double wall oven. It hasn't been done yet. Last time I spoke to her was yesterday evening. She said she would do it once she got back to her computer. What did it say? How long is it going to take? That's fine. I'm sorry. Hold on 1 second.
It's okay.
That's fine. Just watch the time, cause I'll request additional from Kendra. Okay, I'm sorry. So basically, the cabinet needed cuts. The IHA discussed with me after we did a measure, a second measure, about if this unit would fit. I advised the unit will not fit. It's going to be a gap on the height. The width behind the microwave would need to be cut on both sides, and the shelf the microwave is sitting on also needs to be cut out. So we were told the brother was going to do the cuts. Then about a week or so later, she asked if, what would it take for us to do the cuts? I gave her approximately how many cuts it would cost, you know, what XBO charges per cut, which is actually is more than what I said. But anyway, and I never heard back about us doing the cuts. So we get here, and both old units are still installed. Of course, the cut is not done, and the customer wants us to wait so he can do the cuts. But I'll take that up with our area manager, you know, because for us to wait, if we did the cuts, it's fine because we'll still be here, but we'll be getting paid for the additional work. Now we're just sitting around. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Our next stop is literally around the corner. It's on the same block as this customer. What are they, 133? And our other stop is 153. So you're talking five houses down the block.
Okay, so
we
just
told him we would go there
and come back.
Uh huh. Go ahead.
I was just trying to verify.
To
so it's a single built electric wall oven that was supposed to be originally installed, but you guys have a double wall oven, and you was trying to get the SKU changed on that.
It should have always been a double wall oven.
Oh, okay, but on
they
the order,
the
yeah. SKU
yeah.
is wrong, right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then the
Correct.
Cutting part.
I know,
part,
I'm telling you all the stuff you don't need to know.
it's okay. And the cutting part, I do see someone put in here the customer is modifying the cabinet himself by Tyrone.
I did. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I
so,
put that in there just so it's documented that we did the cut.
You guys are not allowed to, you know, wait around for the customer to do that. We would just have to reschedule them.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you guys, you know, you mm-hmm. are generous enough to come back, you can let them know that. But I will
right.
go ahead and get the SKU change for you. So just bear me one moment, okay?
Okay.
But you're not allowed
okay.
to, you know, wait there while
right.
he's modifying
right.
the cabinet.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
if you guys, if he
to,
agree
you know,
on you going to the next house to install and, you know, do everything there and come back, that'll be fine. But if not, then we'll
right.
just have to get him rescheduled. But I'll go ahead and
okay.
Get the SKU change. Just bear me one moment, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Okay, you're welcome.